This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The August WASDE report threw a curveball at the corn markets. We'll have more right after this.
Hank Williams Jr. Are you ready for the contract? Live in concert.
It's a family tradition.
Bocephus Live with special guest Old Crow Medicine Show. Friday, August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Born to boogie.
Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Hank Williams, Jr.
With trade uncertainty on the minds of many farmers, the USDA threw the corn market a curveball. The August WASDE report gave farmers and ranchers across the country an interesting look into how production might look this fall. Faith Parham, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said it looks like we will see a big U.S. corn crop this year.
The big story is we have a record U.S. corn crop. Yields are up, acreage is up. Soybeans are holding steady, and wheat exports got a small bump. But really, what everyone's talking about is that record corn crop. And it's going to really set the tone as we head into harvest and start making decisions.
Parham said this report plays into the larger story of global agriculture trade.
Markets reacted pretty quickly. Corn slipped at the news of large supplies, and we saw a small boost in soybean prices. Traders are really balancing the signals of a big U.S. crop against global demand.
Parham said uncertainty remains even as farmers prepare for the harvest season.
So our USDA outlook really depends on moving these record corn exports. With harvest just a few weeks away and starting for some, we already see tight farm margins. So farmers are really going to need clear information on where export stands to decide on how they market their crops.
For more information, visit fb.org/marketintel. You can find this story and much more by visiting our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. Don't forget as well to check out our free midday, morning, and closing market podcasts, as well as the Iowa Ag Matters podcast and Pods Potential. Find those on your favorite podcasting services at Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Google, and Podbean. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.